This week we're supposed to get a thought out of last Sunday's sermon, and I thought about how Brother David was talking about the difference between the spirit of unity and the unity of the spirit. And I know I've noticed in the Mennonite church that sometimes, like, one of their rules is that they can't have beards, and their reason for that is so that they all look the same, so they're all the same, and, you know, in unity. And I like how we do it, that it's different, that we all have the same goal to follow the Lord, and so then automatically we all get along and are together.
I thought about what Brother David said. He said, the future and your neighbor is none of your business. And that just, it was neat to hear that, because when we went to a wedding up there in Pennsylvania, or in, where's the place? I don't remember. But anyway, one of my cousins, he was talking to us, you know, kind of seeing certain things, what we'd say, you know, about certain things like that. And he said, you know, he was talking about, like, all millennialism and premillennialism and stuff, and he was saying, you all probably, you know, lean toward all millennialism and stuff like that. And I was just like, well, that's just all in the future, you know. I was trying to tell him that, and then, right, you know, then I heard Brother David say that. That was really neat.
Last week he was talking about when we're all going for the same goal and going in the same path, it doesn't matter if we're a little different or if we think a little different. We can have that unity if we're just focused on the goal and not worrying about the future or other people, or we can just all have a unity. So that's a blessing.
The future is none of our business. The future is God's business.
When he said the future is none of our business and our neighbor is none of our business, it made me think of a poem, don't worry about the future because God's already been there. And it helps us not, if we get all worried about what's going to happen, we might fail. And now
we just get all worried about the little things, but then we just ignore the big things.
Last week he was talking about minding, but your neighbor is not your business. And one of the things he said is, if you see your brother gonna stumble or he's doing something wrong, immediately go and tell. It's not your business to correct him. It's his business to work, not your business to worry about it, but his responsibility to do it his own self. And you ain't gotta, if you're watching yourself, you ain't gotta watch everybody else.
I had to worry about the future. It said it several times, if you're constantly worrying about the future, you'll miss the little steps God's put in front of you, and you'll completely miss the point if you just worry about the future the whole time.
David said that when we're having trouble and it's really hard for us, we just have to take the step in front of us.
I'm running for Missouri Senate, so I'm wearing my campaign clothes. But anyway, David's message last week, what stuck out to me was the unity of the Spirit, or the Spirit of unity. And I can't really, it's kind of foggy. I've had a lot of thoughts this week, so I can't really recall any specific lines from the message or anything, but I know that it affected me a lot. You know, the message before that really did, talking about the end times and how, you know, we don't have to worry about, and I guess I'll tell you some of my thoughts that were inspired by David's messages these past few weeks about worrying about the future. You know, I have a tendency to worry about the future, and but it doesn't help me make decisions right now. And I find that I'm a lot more at peace when I trust in God and just do. You know, I believe He's leading us every day, and we don't have to worry about you know, every day we go through trials, and there's things we don't like, there's things we like, and if we just trust God through those, we can get through the low times and the high times. And if we learn the what he's trying to teach us, you know, just like a father teaches their children, they want their children to succeed and become a good man or woman. So when they discipline them, it's not, they're not trying to beat them into submission. They're trying to show them the way so that they can surrender their will. And that's what God wants of us. Nothing in this life is because God's a tyrant at all. The devil's a tyrant. And the devil will try to make it seem like it's God's fault and like it's everyone else's, you know, everyone who's actually trying to be good, he'll try to make it seem like it's their fault. But anyway, God, the way God deals with his children, and I believe this is part of my faith and what keeps me sane, is knowing that God cares for those who he loves, and he wants to show them his will, and he wants them to surrender to him because it's good. And to do that, if we do that every day in the simple things, we'll be able to do it when the world falls apart. You know, it's love that will carry us through. So those are my thoughts.